15 minutes after 5, and Lindsay Michael joins me now with news from cyberspace.
Yeah, news from the U.S. Pentagon.
Whoa.
Yeah, the U.S. has declared that cyberspace is a new warfare domain. So the U.S. Defense Department released their cybersecurity strategy earlier today, and they have formally declared that cyberspace is a new warfare domain, which means it'll be considered much like air, land, or sea. So this makes internet security a real priority for the U.S. government. And of course, they don't explain in their document how they're going to take on security and exactly what they're going to do, because I'm sure they don't want to reveal their defense strategy. But the U.S. has been facing escalating risks of cyber attacks by hackers and criminals and other nations, and they're trying to develop a more resilient computer network. So even if systems are breached, they can continue to operate. So that's one of the main things they're working on. And I think one of the reasons is because of what happened this spring, which they also announced today. In March, the Pentagon lost 24,000 sensitive documents in a cyber attack by a foreign government. I think it's one of the biggest losses of sensitive data. So I think that's why they're changing their strategy, taking things seriously. And they're also looking at offense versus defense. So right now, the Pentagon focuses 90% of its cybersecurity efforts on defense and 10% on offense. But the U.S. government, officials in the government say they're looking at the possibility of moving towards a more 50-50 approach, though officials say that they specify when the military must seek presidential approval to have a cyber attack on an enemy. So this is all very complicated. It seems like, you know, they're really taking a big step towards making sure the internet is a safe place for the U.S. citizens and that information is protected. So I called up internet security specialist in Montreal, Terry Cutler, and he says that the internet has become something of a war zone.
Well, it's always been that for the longest time, because a lot of times the internet is considered a neutral zone. Nobody controls it. It's like the Wild West. So when you send data out on over the net, you sort of no longer control it. So you have to be worried about people eavesdropping on it, trying to break the encryption on it. So that statement doesn't really surprise me. And it's about time that people are starting to get serious about security.
So it certainly sounds like the U.S. is starting to get serious about security. I'm going to post two stories on our Facebook page, one about the loss of those 24,000 sensitive documents and the other about the U.S.'s new cybersecurity strategy. You can find that on Home Run Show.
Thank you very much, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Lindsay Michael, it's 17 minutes now after 5.